Vamos.
All right, 1:31, we start the legal counsel updates. First item is the May 2019 election advisory ballot questions. So.
Do we want to start with the fire district? Mr. Morgan sent this that you both have not seen. She was sent it with a couple of requests to change that one.
Okay.
For Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And she had one question that she put in there as a comment.
And your response?
To the comment?
Yeah, or no, to the questions. There's a couple on the last page.
The first one, can the BCC be the board of the district, is no.
No, they cannot. Okay.
And the second one, any mention of the recent fire studies, I don't really know what fire studies she's talking about. If I had more information, we could find out. If the board wants to put something in there about that, I don't know if any prohibition,
right.
It just has to be factual.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be persuasive.
Right, so I don't think we need to.
I can find out from.
Venture out into there.
As far as putting.
Yeah,
fire
any
studies.
Of the recent fire studies.
Do you know what she might mean by that? I don't either.
I think she's on.
No.
Hi.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, sorry, this is a big deal.
It's all right. Must be an up button. Yeah. We were just looking at the first item. The fire district question, and you had some red line. Do you want to talk about that, Lily?
Oh, there were just some little fixes. One was a typo. Others were just, hold on just a second. I'm going to step into a phone booth here in the Capitol so I can...
they still have phone booths?
Step into a phone booth. Leave your Superman
so
suit on.
Was trying to fix typos and also to correct the statement about Illinois Valley Fire District. It covers the City of Cave Junction. City of Cave Junction doesn't have their own fire district separately. So the Illinois Valley Fire District also includes the City of Cave Junction.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think what my question originally was is, do we mention anything about the fire studies that recently came out, but then I think that could be deemed as sensationalizing. But with an advisory question, I didn't know what the restrictions were, because the language there is essentially what the language seems like past actual district questions versus information gathering. But I'm okay with either answer. I just wanted to make sure I asked the question.
Yeah, and we've been advised that it would just have to be factual and not opinionated or persuasive. And so I myself don't see any...
That's why I left that as a comment.
Right. And I think I'd leave it out. I think I'd leave it out just to have the conversation be separate and not have to load it with any stats. So.
Well, you don't want to capitalize on something. It's scare tactics almost that it's going to happen every year.
Yep.
Hopefully it's an anomaly.
And honestly, I don't have. Oh, sorry, Dan. I could barely hear you. I didn't realize you.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He finished.
So I don't want to influence the outcome. I think
right.
It's a matter of, because of the fire seasons, we've had some people ask. We ask the question, they give the response. And I don't want to sway the outcome. I mean, if we're asking
right.
for advice, we need to make sure that we're open to the answer no matter what it is.
Yeah, if we'd have asked the question 6 or 7 years ago when the wildfire wasn't on everybody's mind, we'd have never thought of putting it in there. And so I'd rather keep it a pure ask. Okay.
Sure.
So any changes to this document,
nope.
Dan?
I think it looks good.
Yep, and I like your structural, or
yep,
your small changes, Lily. Thank you.
I don't know if she heard the answer to her question about the district board.
Oh, yeah, you probably didn't hear that. We've been advised also that the board of commissioners cannot be the board of the fire district.
Okay.
And I had one other issue, which we were asked last week to find out who gets to vote on the advisory question. And so either countywide, which could skew your response, because obviously if you're in a fire district or you're in a city, etc., you're going to vote differently than you would if you were in an unincorporated area. Anyway, we did find out, Rhiannon checked with the Secretary of State, and they don't have any prohibition against us limiting. They said that literally she would create sort of a faux district to send the ballots to. The biggest challenge, I think, for Rhiannon to do that would be for those people that might be already in a part of the county that's covered by a city annexation agreement, where they're getting city services, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And right. So to pull those out of the mix would be more problematic for
The small number that are affected by it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a small number, but but it would include. What she would be able to do easily would be to pull out the cities, of course, and to pull out any of the currently existing fire district folks, leaving everybody else in the county to vote on it.
So Illinois Valley Fire District would be clear out of it?
They wouldn't receive a ballot. Anyway.
And Wolf Creek would not be, and then Wolf Creek has their own fire district.
Yeah.
So they're out, and Wolf Creek, Illinois Valley Fire District would be out.
Yes.
Does Williams have a fire district?
Volunteer, yeah. I think.
They have a volunteer, but I don't know if it's an actual district.
So is Wolf Creek volunteer, right?
It's a tax district, though. They pass levies, and they fund it. It's volunteer with a paid fire chief.
Okay.
That's
Applegate,
what I thought.
Applegate, Illinois Valley, Williams, and Wolf Creek districts. Because any district, if the next level, if you actually formed a district or went out to voters to ask to form a district, they would not be a part of
the proposed
that district.
Because
anyway.
They're already covered by a district,
right.
So they're, yeah.
Right.
She can do that?
Well,
does she know how to do that?
Well, I can't. I don't. Yeah, she'll figure it out. It's been done before because any time, for instance, when the library district was voted on, they had to pull out, that was a non-contiguous parts and pieces over the county. So, yes,
true.
I think that she probably works with GIS, and I'm not really sure.
It takes some work to do that, but I can see where, I can see where not having those, that they're already a bona fide district. Why should they be able to vote on something that does not affect them because they're already
they
covered?
Could skew the results, like
you
mentioned.
And then her other, the other thing Rhiannon said was she could also, if you decided to send it countywide, you know, out to all the voters and everybody voted, she could then turn around and remove those so that you're, in other
get
words,
the same
so
result.
That you could, so that your results would show one thing. Of course, if it failed overall, it's perception.
I would see that somebody in a district would see they were doubling up.
Oh, yeah.
I already belong to a district, and now you want to put another district on, I might be end up paying for that. Mm-hmm. And they'd vote no longer. So I'd just sooner leave the people out. Mm-hmm. Anybody that has a district already is in a district, they don't even get a ballot.
I think that's what Commissioner Morgan favored, too. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And that'd save us some money, too.
Sounds good,
He does know who's in which district, so that would be I understand the difficulty of finding out who has service annexation agreements, but I don't think we can actually do that because it's not anything. They are technically not in the district.
Yes, right. And they're technically
but urban growth boundary is.
No.
Urban growth boundary, you get, if you're in the urban growth boundary, you're in Grants Pass's district for police and fire.
If you have a service
annexation agreement. Not everybody. Yes.
Because they're not, they don't pay in yet.
Right.
They're just in the future. You still have to annex them.
I thought everybody got into the, okay, you're probably right, it's annexation.
Yeah, yeah, annexation that does it, not urban growth.
So just with that understanding that all the UGB people will get it, whether they have an annexation agreement or not.
That's the only spot where it's hard to pull them out.
And that's not that many, I wouldn't think.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Okay.
If it became a
because there's a lot of annexation agreements that are already in that urban growth boundary. That
okay. Well, that sounds good. Thank you. Whoever caught that idea that we shouldn't send it to everyone.
Well, I think Commissioner Morgan asked us.
Start. Nice.
That,
so. Nice job, Lily.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Looks like we can go forward.
Okay.
Would that go forward to next Wednesday's?
So next Wednesday is your last, that's the drop dead date to sign it. Next Wednesday is a night meeting. So the other thing we could do is put it on our meeting on Tuesday.
As a
special
meeting? Yeah.
Well, on our legal council meeting, and you could take an action that day.
Okay.
Let's do that. I don't want to be up against it if we can.
Signing it at 8 o'clock at night.
Right. And then if, I can still get it to the clerk's office by Friday. But I think when the timeline was put together, I didn't know that was going to be an evening meeting.
Right.
So, yeah. And if you did it, if we talked about it on Tuesday and you still had changes to make, you still
have one
more day.
You've got that opportunity and then,
You could take an action. Based on last minute
amendments
tweaks.
Tweaks. Okay.
So we'll put it on Tuesday.
Sounds good. All right. Well, that covers the one advisory question. Is there another?
The transient.
Yeah, transient
lodging
tax
question. Did that make sense to everybody? That was a little shorter on the explanatory.
Yeah.
Commissioner Morgan, did you have any changes on that one?
No.
Okay.
On the lodging tax?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think somewhere along, if I were just John Q. Public, because I am, in your opinion, shall the county impose taxes on rentals of hotels, motel rooms, and hosting facilities such as Airbnb? They don't understand that. They do understand the word lodging tax. I didn't know what transient room tax was. I thought we were charging the people down at the Gospel Rescue Mission because that's where the transients stay.
So you're suggesting the advisory question caption be changed?
I think we need to put something in there. We're defining what we're doing right here. We're defining it
in
more
the question?
Under question, 20 words.
This is not an advisory question, correct? This is the actual one.
No, this is an advisory question.
Okay, the wording of what I heard just read just now, that was asking permission to do it, is how I heard that, and I wonder if that's what people would think as well.
Well, he didn't read in your opinion.
Sorry, I got to pull out my computer to get the other one. I'm trying to do it on my phone right now, so let me look at it differently.
So you're saying maybe impose lodging taxes?
I think, right now it says, first off, transients, I don't think that everybody out here walking down the street, if I said, what's a transient, they go, it's a bum. They don't look at it as just people visiting. I'm serious. I'm just speaking from the trenches.
Okay.
Right.
That it's a bump.
I know what you're saying.
I mean, to me, a transient, there's a transients again. And they don't connect to me to be people traveling through and just happen to stay overnight.
Okay.
That is not, lodging tax means, okay, now we know what it is, that it's what we're doing in motels and hotels and what we do all the time. But transient.
But it is what the state law is of what the terminology.
I knew it. I knew there would be something.
Well, and if
we put it out of the realm of the regular people.
You can put it in parentheses like you did on your paper, Dan.
No, I just put
lodging tax after.
I don't know if we're then the 25-year words or not, but.
Well, actually, it's 20 words that makes it 22. But if you don't count the parentheses.
Right.
So. But we can change that.
Mm-hmm. If you can do
that's
that.
A consideration.
Dumb it down so this commissioner can read it and understand what it is. Because I want to get an actual test as to from those folks, not from the people in this building. we all know what transient room taxes and all that stuff is, but they don't. You know, when I got on the city council, I know what you're saying.
We can put it something in here that maybe we say it's known as a transient lodging tax down here, but make it more clear about this is what it is. Yeah, we can do that.
Well, and just ticky-tack, you didn't capitalize B&B on this page, but did on the second one, so make it for Ryan,
and reading a ballot, I'm going to say that probably
different parts of the
5% of the people are actually going to read this whole thing. Maybe 5%.
So
as much as we can get done in this question up here, much as we can get done in that, probably is the best thing to do. Can they go, oh,
as
yeah.
Clear as we get.
I think that by the time you get to the explanatory, fewer people read that than they do the question in summary.
Right. I'm sure we've
got
to explain it somewhere. But
okay. Any other questions?
How does this... I'm sorry to interrupt. Was someone else talking?
No, no. I was going to ask you if you had anything else.
So on, I mean, the caption itself, advisory question on transient lodging tax, it does say lodging tax. I mean, are you saying just put the word, like, hotel in between lodging and tax or something like that in parentheses so people know, or after? Or are you saying in the question itself to add something different?
We could say temporary.
You could say what?
Temporary lodging.
Yeah, advise your question on temporary lodging tax. Well, that makes it sound like a temporary
tax. I know, that makes it sound like the tax is temporary.
The tax is temporary.
Transient lodging tax,
how about,
is that not what it's called?
Temporary permanent lodging tax.
Right, and it does explain it down in the next one, though.
The question says what it is. Rentals on hotels, motel rooms, hosting facilities, Airbnb, is there another word we should use in there to... or just leave that simple, or is Airbnb an actual...
A copyrighted business, is it? Can you call them vacation rentals or something? I don't know.
Yeah, vacation rentals.
How about vacation rentals, Lily?
That would work.
Yeah, because then we're not borrowing someone's copyrighted name.
Well, we use Home Away down here.
Well, what about VRBO?
We're choosing winners and losers.
Okay, well, we can
we'll work
look at that. So this one needs some more work.
Well, and I'm just wondering, I mean, it does say in your opinion, but the rest of that statement is, I mean, are people going to expect us? They're not going to think this is imposing it straight away, correct? I just want to make sure they realize this is advisory.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the wording of the question is clear enough. Being county...
I think that's how most of them
start. They all start
that
way.
Yep.
Yeah, in your opinion.
And they try and cover it in that first line of the summary, obviously, there. The outcome of this advisory question will not be binding. That we're just asking a question. Yeah.
Yeah, all of our advisory questions have
start
that
out
first
that
paragraph.
Way. Yeah, which is good.
I like in paragraph 2, it says, Oregon law allows cities and counties to impose a transient lodging tax on temporary lodging at hotel, motel, campsite, or vacation rental home. That should be up in the question.
Somehow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Temporary, you know.
Yep.
Impose a transient lodging tax on temporary lodging at hotels, motels, campsite, and vacation rental. Rather than, this up here just seems awful. I don't know if we would connect the two together. But you guys are all the wordsmiths, not me. That's why I don't even write my name the same way twice.
I found some other stuff later, too, that I thought sounded better. And anyway, I just think it's time to put it in. So we can redo that one and bring it back on Tuesday. We'll have it to you before then so that you can
peruse,
have a chance to look at it.
Okay, that sounds good. Huh, Lily? Well, they'll wordsmith it some more.
Yeah, good work, you guys.
Thanks.
Excellent. All right, so that's those two. What else shall we talk about? Number 2.
We have the bonkers still, right?
We do. There's a couple more on the agenda. Item 2 is a real estate purchase and sale agreement. Smithson Siegel. That's the Lathrop boat landing. Adjacent property, I believe.
We have signed real estate agreements from the sellers.
And these didn't make it to you, but...
And they agreed to the $345 that we that we had offered, and so we would like to push this forward to Wednesday's weekly business session for signature. There are a couple of, they added one page that had some amendments.
Unless they want to sign them now.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
They're on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
I'll let Ben Lily, unless she agrees.
Well.
She'd just be absent.
Is she no longer on the
phone? She is on the phone.
No, I vote so I can sign when I get back unless you need to sign right now.
And when are you coming back? Before Wednesday.
Not until Friday.
Okay. You can take an action now, or we can put it on next week. But if they take the action now, it would still
we
be signed.
We take the action now, then we just
earlier.
Ratify it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're okay.
Okay.
To let you know, there's also an addendum that was added. It basically just clarifies the dates and how much time we're going to take to close the deal.
Okay.
3:45?
How much?
Yep, 3:45.
Thank
you.
Yep. So, do we need to make a motion on that one? Or we...
Yep.
I move we accept the off terms of sale and purchase of property.
Okay.
Or real estate purchase and sale agreement.
I'll second.
And Commissioner Morgan seconds it. And so... We'll take the roll.
Commissioner DeYoung?
Yes.
Commissioner Fowler?
Yes.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Good deal. Who says the government doesn't move fast? That was fast. Okay, item 3 is Baumker versus State of Oregon. Which has to do with the mining regulations in Oregon.
And that one, I believe you also received from Wally yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard if anyone wanted any changes made.
No, I like the new wording. It had the numbers in there, and I appreciated that, so thank you.
Dan, any changes for you?
No.
No? Okay.
So we're good to go on that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I think it's good.
All right.
Now you have all three of our opinions. that's a good deal. Is that what you came in to listen to, sir?
You did.
Item 4 is additional subjects and matters from commissioners. Mr. DeYoung.
No, I don't have any at this time, Chairman. Thank you.
Chair Morgan, anything from you?
I have one thing. Next Saturday, February 23rd, there is a meeting in Medford regarding the state's cap and trade bill, which will increase gas tax and various things, and they are on a listening tour. Our delegation from Josephine County was part of asking that this roadshow happen, that they go out in parts of the state and get feedback, and they've asked that we attend, as many of us as possible, from the board, and I forwarded that email to Wendy. I wanted to bring it to you guys' attention. And if we need to get information to you, we can do that. But I wanted to make sure that I brought it up to your attention as to the why.
Do you know if we'll be allowed to speak, or are we just going to be in the public comment period? If somebody would want to speak out or give a presentation for or against?
Yeah, we would be allowed to speak, I believe, as part of public comment, but any of us elected officials that can let them know ahead of time will be there. I think they're going to give a specific spot to, and I can follow up with Representative Wallen from Medford, who got me the information. So
what's that number?
I can try to get you more information.
Is that a House bill or Senate bill? Or come from the governor's office?
Trade is public.
Huh?
Yeah, it's both.
Okay.
Okay, and that, what's the time of that meeting, Lily?
9 a.m. in Medford at Central High School.
Oh, 9.
Wendy has the email that I forwarded.
Okay.
It's not this Saturday, as in 2 days, it's a week from.
Right. Yeah, it's already on my calendar. I think I have to go once it's on there.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't that right, Chairman Morgan? Isn't that right? That's a statement. Yeah, it's on your calendar.
Yes,
you have to go there.
Gotta go.
Commissioner Morgan.
Well, do you think we should all three go, Lily, or what's your opinion?
I think they would support. Here's the thing. It was going to just go in Salem. They were just going to deal with it, and the fact that they are putting it out into having meetings in Springfield, Medford, and Bend, and then they'll do some. We need to try to show up and show the support, because they specifically said, no, get feedback from around the state. So if nobody shows up, then it kind of, what was the point? You know, so they're coming to us. We need to try to make a point to show up.
Okay. Sounds good.
I don't think I got my answer yesterday from the representative when I asked her if she actually listened to anything that was said.
Well, we can hope.
Right.
This isn't federal. This is state. They're coming to us, and they're doing 4 stops in 4 days in wintertime. So, you know, it's something.
No, and I think we should go if we can.
Yeah,
I can go. I'm going. And so I have a counter question. March 1st is the next Crown dinner for So Ready, and I'm going to be on vacation. It's here in Grants Pass at Climate City at 5 or 6 o'clock. I'm not sure which. And so didn't
I'm
know.
I'm going to be in Washington D.C. as of that day.
So I was going to ask Dan if he wanted to go to have input, because the input's to be talking about.
What have I got on that schedule?
Why business that? Friendly Southern Oregon that we all signed on and made a proclamation to. That
Wendy says I'm super free.
But they want
to. It would be good if you're willing to go, because Darren and I both were at the last one.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
it'd be nice
this way you'd
go.
Be able to hear what they're kind of doing with these regional Crown dinners as well.
I'll go.
Yep, I can brief you on what they're going to talk about, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's my additional thing from commissioners. Anything else, Commissioner Morgan?
I'll bring them up next week. I've been commissioner from Crook County reached out to me to try to rally against a couple of the gun bills that are going on, and trying to get as many counties on board to say no to the legislation that's going on right now. And they didn't have a specific ask from us, so that's why I'm not really sure what they're saying, but they did want to see if they could gather counties, at least saying where we stand on this stuff. And with the gun ordinance that was passed last year, I was not a part of that, but I know that we passed that. It'd be interesting to see where we weighed in. So anyhow, that's where that's at. So.
Okay. Well, keep us informed. Because we could cut a deal with them, too. We want to talk about mining rights in other counties.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be able to work something out. Yep. Anything else, Commissioner?
Did we already talk about the Bonker case, or is that going to be an executive session?
No, we talked about the letter of support, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just approved the letter of support. That's as far as it went today.
Okay, it wasn't just a letter of support. We were declaring ourselves an interested party. Correct?
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Okay. So there was one other ask of our mining advisory that we reached out to 10 other counties and asked them to also join in. And they provided a list of the next highest level of placer mines throughout the state by county. They're reaching out to those counties, but they said a letter from us to them saying, Baker County, Josephine County are on board. We would ask you to join us as well. And I don't know if you guys would support that idea.
Sure. Yeah, I think we should. I think it's good timing. with that other dredge bill coming up as well.
We'll try to get a letter drafted and out to them, even via email as soon as possible, just saying, I don't know what the timelines are, but maybe we can pass along our letter we approved in form along, and the Baker County one has already been forwarded to us, and we can send those to those other counties and saying, we ask for your support as well.
Excellent. That sounds good.
All right. I have another a 2 job. O'clock meeting with Senator Berzicker, so I'm going to run off if that's okay.
I think we're done, so run away.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lily. It is 2 o'clock, and
do
I...
Do you want to...
Yes,
have
sir.
A guess?
I have a presentation. Board of Commissioners.
Is that okay Lewis during legal? Legal?
It's up to the Board of Commissioners at their discretion.
I think he's just going to present us with a map or something.
It's
not
subject.
A policy presentation.
No, slapping a lawsuit. It's just a wall hanger.
Yep.
Can he present a wall hanger?
This is for all the citizens of the county. You help me unroll it there.
MD?
This is an antique map. This is going before Randy Young.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, this was a beautiful done overlay of all the mineral zones of southwestern Oregon. As you can tell, here's your index, but this is called a Klamath Pluton, and this is very unique geologically as one of the most mineralized regions in the entire country. That's why there's so much controversy, I guess, over our natural resources.
That's why they would like to put this into the Siskiyou National Monument.
Mr. White wants to turn this into a backyard deal, but I would encourage you to have this, you know, matted and framed, because this is the last copy of this that I'm aware of.
Beautiful.
That's cool.
So that's
thank you so much.
Yeah, we're going to find a place for that right
found
here.
But thank you.
Oh, we find so. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Sure appreciate it, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Bye-bye. See, it wasn't that cool. I didn't see a cool map.
We need to get a frame for that, I think, so that nobody decides they're going to write on it or whatever.
Yep.
Let's get a frame on it. Maybe we hang it over there on that wall there.
That's our new map room, as soon as I get it designed.
Did we adjourn?
We did. We'll make sure we're adjourned at 2:03.